This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With all the Brexit this summer, Britain voting to exit the EU, we mustn't forget Grexit. A year ago, Greece's debt crisis was threatening to force it from the Union. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is back in Athens to check in with some Greek residents whom he first met at the height of the mess. Today, two women who voted on opposite sides of that referendum, which triggered the Grexit turmoil last summer.
Efrosini Pavlikoudi has a job as a telecom engineer. She's lively and outgoing with plenty of friends, but she's not happy.
I'm 39 years old, depending on my parents to pay half of my bills. Not that great.
Half her monthly salary of 600 euros goes on rent. Even with her parents' help, she only has a few euros a month to pay for her social life.
Maybe just a drink, but let's be realistic. A drink or a coffee just once a month, that's not entertainment.
Pavlikoudi was one of the 40% of Greeks who voted to accept the bailout conditions in last year's referendum. She's furious with the 60% who voted to reject the conditions because, she says, that led to harsher terms being imposed on Greece.
Well, mentality-wise, 60% of these people here, my co-citizens, they don't face reality. They live in illusions.
Elena Christidi voted with the 60%. She's a 28-year-old psychotherapist. She does not believe she's deluded, but she is disenchanted. Elena voted to reject more austerity, and yet the government and the rest of Europe ignored the referendum result.
Right now, I don't think Greece is an independent, democratic country.
Christidi now believes, along with a large majority of Greeks, that their country's been bullied and oppressed by Germany and other big European partners.
And we just have to do whatever they want, whatever their markets want, whatever their banks need. So we just have to go along with their decisions.
And you feel powerless?
Yes. The feeling that we have no power.
But she does not want to follow Britain's example. On that, Elena Christidi and Efrosini Pavlikoudi and most of the Greek people are united. For good or ill, for the time being at least, they want to stay safely inside the European Union. In Athens, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.